This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India Bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises BJP, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats, others have won 6 seats. The India Bloc comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi this evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. He said the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across several states. He stated that this signifies that people only want development. He thanked women, farmers and youth for imposing their trust in the party. Mr. Modi added that the victory is a stamp on the governance model of BJP. Congress today said the party will analyse the poll result of Maharashtra Assembly elections. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said the party had assumed that it will get the mandate in the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from its agenda and continue to raise social and economic issues. The government will hold an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a three-day official visit to Italy from tomorrow. He will travel to Fiuggi, Italy, to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7-related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. The External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MAD Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome. It is being organized by Institute for International Political Studies in collaboration with Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Italy. The government has approved a one-time special relaxation for automatic provisional empanelment for the successful bidders of Batch 3 e-auction under the FM Policy Phase 3. This relaxation will be effective immediately from the date of operationalization of their radio channels, providing provisional empanelment with the Central Bureau of Communications for a period of 6 months. President Draupadi Murmu today said that literature empowers humanity and makes society better. Gracing Sahitya Aaj Tak in New Delhi, the president said that literature molds the eternal values of humanity according to the changing circumstances. She said that pan-India consciousness was always present in countries' regional works of literature. In cricket, India ended day two of the first test against Australia in the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth in a commanding position, reaching 172 without loss in their second innings. The visitors now hold a strong lead of 218 runs. At stumps, Yashasvi Jaiswal was unbeaten on 90, while KL Rahul remained not out on 62. Jaiswal's innings was highlighted by 2 sixes, making him the batter with the most sixes in a calendar year in Test cricket. Earlier in the day, Australia resuming their first innings at overnight score of 67-7 were bowled out for 104 before lunch. Indian skipper Jasprit Bumrah spearheaded the attack with a sensational 5-wicket haul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.